Hey, it's Nathan Baird back for another edition of Buckeye Talk Headlines. Speaking of headlines, you should catch up on our countdown of the 50 best players Ohio State football will face in 2021. We're still working our way through the 40s, but we've already included three players from Michigan in those profiles you can read over at cleveland.com/OSU. This is also a tremendous time to try the Buckeye Talk text subscription, as Stephen Means will be texting live from OSU's one-day camps throughout the month, along with all of his other recruiting intel. Text to 614-350-3315 to get the link to sign up for that two-week free trial and decide if you want to stick around for this low monthly price of $3.99. Here are your Ohio State football headlines. Jocelyn Gates once relentlessly tried to get on Ohio State's schedule when she was the administrator in charge of football at South Florida. Now she'll take the same lead in setting the Buckeyes schedule as Ohio State's new senior associate athletic director. Gates succeeds Diana Sabow, who left in March to become a deputy commissioner with the Big Ten. Sabow, you may know, was instrumental in negotiations for the future home-and-home football series with Alabama, among other big games that are set up. Gates will now be the one out front on continuing that policy of having at least one marquee non-conference matchup per year. A four-year letter winner in soccer at Howard, Gates is married to Cleveland State men's basketball coach Dennis Gates and previously also worked at Boston College and Duke and the NCAA. Ohio State football's place kicker competition added a veteran presence this week. Former North Carolina kicker Noah Ruggles announced his commitment to the Buckeyes on Wednesday. He's a grad transfer with 2 seasons of eligibility remaining. Ruggles made 19 of 27 field goal tries on all 45 of his point afters for the Tar Heels back in 2019, but he lost his job to another graduate transfer last season. He'll now compete with redshirt freshman Jake Seibert, who was pressed into action last season when senior Blake Hobel first suffered a groin injury, then had to miss the national championship game due to a positive COVID-19 test. Seibert missed both of his field goal tries in the spring game, which likely added to the Buckeyes' urgency to bring stability to the room. If the roster holds this way, this means Ohio State will spend 3 scholarships on specialists over the next 2 seasons. Ohio State's top-ranked 2022 recruiting class added a 13th member and a third receiver on Tuesday. Caleb Brown of Chicago's St. Rita High School committed during his official visit. Brown is a top 100 prospect who joins 5-star Caleb Burton and 4-star Keon Grays as receiver commits in that 2022 class. Brown has mostly played tailback at St. Rita, but has had his eye on eventually transitioning to receiver for a while. Ohio State has lost 3 receivers to either transfer or position change since the end of last season, and adding a third to the 2022 class helps replenish those numbers. As I mentioned, his addition, along with Georgia losing some commitments over the past week, has put Ohio State back at the top of the consensus rankings for the 24/7 sports ranking of the 2022 class. Ohio State's second week of day camps featured some intriguing international talent. Hero Canoe, a defensive tackle from Germany by way of California, spent 2 days at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center working with defensive line coach Larry Johnson. He's had an OSU offer since last fall, but the day camp allowed the staff to take a closer look. Theo Mellen Orstrom, a tight end from Sweden, received his scholarship offer this week after attending the day camp. That visit allowed the former soccer player to gain insight from OSU's Jeremy Ruckert on how the tight end fits in the Buckeye offense. Speaking of recruiting, Ohio State has a slew of official visitors on campus again this weekend. That's the second weekend that has been available to them since the end of this prolonged NCAA dead period due to the pandemic. Next weekend, Washington defensive lineman JT Tumalau, the last remaining big target in the 2021 class, makes his official visit to Columbus. College football playoff expansion has all but inevitable as a subgroup officially proposed moving from the current 4-team format to 12 teams. No decision will come until the fall, and CFP Executive Director Bill Hancock has already said no changes could happen in 2021 or 2022. But if eventually adopted, the new format would include the 6 highest-ranked conference champions based on the CFP rankings and 6 at-large teams. The top 4 teams would receive first-round byes, and first-round games would be played at the home of the higher seeds. If this 12-team approach had been the format all along, Ohio State would have qualified for the playoff in all 7 years and would have been a top 4 seed in 5 of those years. The Big Ten would also lead in the most overall teams and the most top 8 seeds, edging the SEC in both. The biggest winner of playoff expansion will undoubtedly be, though, the group of five teams, like Cincinnati, as that group will make up that sixth conference champion assured of inclusion every year.